Good morning. We are continuing Chayot Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Chavtes, and we are going through various different scenarios where the Malacha of Kareya or other issues come up. So we're discussing now, till now, opening items and the issues which come with that. This is not discussing opening an item, it's discussing the usage of the toilet paper where a person is tearing, he's intentionally tearing, to use the toilet paper. So what are the problems over here? What are we dealing with? So potential concerns are makapathish, you're making a usable size kli, maybe there's makateh, and of course, there's a concern of kareya. Now we mentioned various different svaras why tearing the item itself might not be considered kareya. We had the Shulchan Aruch Rav that malach kareya requires that there is a binding element which is being torn. So you don't have that over here, but the Bir Halacha is very strong that we don't paskim like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and the paskim do not rely on the Shulchan Aruch Rav as an argument. So that would not be a way to mimatur. If a person does not tear toilet paper before Shabbos, that would not be a valid solution to the problem. The Bir Halacha says he remains in his question. According to the Rambam says that the issue of tearing a piece of paper off to use as a frying pan liner is makapatish. Why does the Rambam say that the problem is a kareya? So the Bir Halacha, Simon Shemem, says I wouldn't be hesitant, I wouldn't be scared based on my lack of knowledge. I would suggest a chiddush. The chiddush that he suggests is not accepted halacha l'maisa. He wants to suggest that the malacha of kareya requires that both sides are benefiting from the tear. Over here, the roll which you're tearing off of is not benefiting from the tear. It's only the piece that you're tearing off. But again, the poskim do not accept that argument. That's a criteria in the Malacha of Kareya. So we're dealing with potential issur of Kareya on a deraisa level. So that's going to be a concern. The next question is there any difference if a person tears on the perforations or not? So there are some people suggest that it's important not to tear on the perforations because of a concern of mechatech. You're cutting it to a specific size. The argument being that the purpose of those perforations is to give you a appropriate sized piece of paper to use to clean oneself. Many people know that they take multiple of them. They do not rely on just one because it's not actually a good size. If it's not a usable size in and of itself, it would not be considered mechatech because you don't really want to tear it to that specific size. Most people are using the perforation because it's more convenient. But they use two frames, three frames at a time because they don't find it being actually so convenient that actual size. Just by force of habit, we're used to tearing on the perforations, but theoretically it would be better to tear a piece which is more usable in the middle. So tearing on the perforations does not necessarily make it more problematic, and avoiding the perforations doesn't necessarily make it much better. It's still malach of kareya, the person's tearing this off to benefit from it. So we're dealing with the potential issue of the raisa. The person can have a mechal shabbos, even for the purpose of kavod abrius, and to do it is the raisa. So what can one do? So one can, the first solution is the person can hint to a non-Jew. I can say that you know, it's not the, we don't have any torn paper, toilet paper for Shabbos. If he asks the person who's saying this, if the non-Jew says, okay, should I tear some for you? So you cannot say yes, because then you're giving him a command. So again, it's a mir lakum. But a person could say, it would be very beneficial if the paper was torn. She's not telling him what to do. He's just saying it would be very nice if it happened. And if the person understands of his own and does it, that's fine. If that is not possible, he's not getting the message and there's nobody else available, Can one ask the non-Jew to directly to tear it? It's a mir la'akam on a deraisa. So a mir la'akam on a deraisa, we normally assume it's not mutter for the tzarech of the various different tzrachim of shoes to shoes, b'makam mitzvah, b'makam hefsed, b'makam tzar. We're not matter a direct shoes. According to the vast sheetahs of Rishonim, of course there's an exception, but the vast sheetahs of Rishonim. So we need to clarify. So what should we do in that situation? Beis Hashem in the next year.